Time to continue with Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco at the south end of Lake Ogibbeck. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. So let's talk a little bit about the regulations. First of all, it seems like there's going to be a lot of people headed your way because the reports are so good right now compared to elsewhere around the UP. You can get out there, you can travel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's lots of people calling, and they're all in search of ice, actually. You know, they're just hearing that we have ice and the fishing is good, so they're excited.
So let's talk about the special regs right now, because a lot of people probably don't realize two things. One, if you're traveling to Lake Ogibbeck, there is a special regulation on jumbo perch. Why don't you tell the folks about that?
Yeah, Ogibbeck is unique with a special rig. You are allowed to have 25 perch per day, but five of those fish can be 12 inches or longer, so they're limiting you to only five per day on the jumbos, anything 12 inches and over. And then also should mention about the walleye rigs, because it's not in the regulation book yet, but we had a change on that. You're still allowed to have five walleyes per day, and it used to be where they had to be 15 inches long or longer. And now two of those fish can be between 13 and 15. And, of course, the other three still have to be over 15.
And let's talk about what they're catching these perch on.
Well, the perch now, typically we're using wigglers and spikes on small jigs, either small jigging Rapalas or just like small teardrop jigs. And there have been some people catching them on minnows, like even minnows that they have set for tip-ups for walleyes and that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been catching an occasional big perch that way, so they're obviously feeding as well.
Well, are they catching the perch in a different spot than the walleye?
No, pretty much the same areas right now.
Okay.
Which is somewhat unusual. I mean, we always catch a few perch in the bays, but normally we don't catch really many numbers of perch until we start fishing out in the deeper water. You know, in midwinter, we start fishing 20, 30 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
But so the perch action has been exceptional, judging it by past standards, as far as catching those mixed in with the walleyes in the shallower bays. Walleyes, of course, they're using jigging Rapalas, spoons, and then, of course, tip-ups with sucker minnows on, and they're catching them both ways.
Now, last quick question here. What about pike fishing this time of year on Ogibbeck?
I have heard a few nice pike being caught. Normally, Ogibbeck's not typically known as a trophy-class pike or large numbers of them, but they have caught a fair number of them, just mainly using tip-ups with sucker minnows.
So people don't typically target pike in Ogibbeck?
No. You know, and I always say, in numbers-wise, if I listed them in order, the most fish in the lake are going to be walleyes, and then we have smallmouth bass, which you don't catch hardly any in the wintertime, of course.
Sure.
But then perch and then northern pike would be the last on the four species as far as numbers of fish that you're going to catch.
All right.
So you'd expect to catch more walleyes than you would northern pike.
All right, Bear, quickly, if anybody wants to come fishing on Lake Ogibbeck and they want to stay at Bear's Nine Pines Resorts, give them your phone number.
Yeah, it's 906-842-3361. And, of course, we got nine full housekeeping cabins, bait and tackle shop with license, indoor heated fish cleaning facility and everything for them. So they're usually pretty happy.
Excellent. And, of course, a great spot for snowmobilers, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that'll start picking up, hopefully, if Mother Nature gives us some more snow.
There we go. Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco on the south tip of Lake Ogibbeck. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.
This is The Outdoor Show.